in the fires of singing competitions. Beloved Star set out to find one voice. One voice to rule them all. One voice to rise them. One voice to sing them all and finally harmonize them.
Hello, everybody. We are here for One Voice to Rule Them All episode. I forgot what it was, but there's four people left. So we are almost to the semifinals. Yay! And yay. Yeah, I'm here with Rochelle and Faded Phantom, and we're all here.
Yay!
Yay!
Woohoo! So, since we're on a crunch for time and we're already late as it is, we'll just go right into Turtles submission.
Woo!
Such boundless pleasures, we've no time for later. Now you can wait your own arrival. You've 20 seconds to comply. So let go, jump in. Oh, well, what you waiting for? It's alright, cause there's beauty in the breakdown. So let go, yeah, let go. Just get in. Oh, it's so amazing here. It's alright, cause there's beauty in the breakdown. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey. So amazing here. Cause there's beauty in the breakdown.
Okay, that was Turtle with, I can't remember the song name, but I really love that song.
Me too.
Yeah,
maybe something about really... beauty is the breakdown. Cause...
Beauty in the breakdown.
Is that what it's called? I thought that was too obvious.
I don't think that's what it's called. I think it's called Let Go.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah.
It's on my iTunes. Hold on. Let me check.
It's not Imogen. It's True.
Let Go.
I don't know how to say it.
But
I love her.
It's by Fro-Fro.
Is it Fro-Fro?
No, that can't be right.
I don't know. Either way, I love her solo stuff, and I love her collaborative project, too. It's great. Anyway, I thought this was a really good song choice. I was hoping someone would do some of her stuff, so that was awesome. I like the version you chose, too. I like the guitar. I think when you got to the Hey parts, it got a little bit messy, and parts of them were too low. I think it probably would have been better for you to make up your own Hayes than do what she does in the original version, because she does have a crazy range. I really, really enjoyed your high head voice parts. They were really controlled and pure and just wonderful. I loved them. I also noticed you had really great breath control. You were able to hold out those phrases for a really long time. But once in a great while, it seemed like you held it too long, got a little bit out of breath. And when you do that, it sounds a bit strained and thin, so just be careful not to hold it out too long. And other than that, there were a couple pitch problems here and there, but not too noticeable. I thought this was really good. What did you think, Faden?
I agree about the haze, and I also agree about the high notes. I thought they were really pretty. I thought when you said comply, like, that note was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand you at some parts. Your enunciation got a little sloppy sometimes. But I thought your voice was really great for this song. It was a really good choice for you. It was really pretty. I felt like I liked your emotion that you had, but I felt like it was kind of on the same level the whole time. And, like, I would have liked on the chorus if maybe it was, like, a little more... I don't know how to describe it, but just, like, I don't know, like, on the last chorus, it could have been softer, maybe. I would have liked that, like, just a different levels of emotion going on throughout, because it's kind of repetitive by the end to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it a lot. Yeah, you sounded really nice on it, and your high notes were really, really, really pretty, so yay, good job. Mm-hmm.
Rochelle?
Yeah, my only issue with this was the, pronunciation and just the way that you said a few things was kind of strange, but overall I thought it was really pretty. I did really like the high notes. I agree. I wish there had been a bit more of a build emotionally too, but other than that, it was good.
Alright, good job, Turtle. Next we have Princess Clary.
You say I love you, girl. Trust you all the same. I don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. A broken fairy tale, so hard to hide. I still believe. It's you and me till the end of time. Oh.
That was Princess Clary. I forget what the song was called. You guys remember?
It was something with horror. Many of horror.
Many of horror. Yeah, I have no idea what that song is. I've never heard it. Rochelle, what did you think?
I don't know. I didn't really care for the song and the song choice. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't know. I thought your tone sounded a little odd on it. And, like, it seemed very, like, vibrato heavy for, like, what the backtrack was, like it made your voice sound like shaky at some parts, and I felt like I wish you had a little bit more emotion.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I thought the same thing. It's bad when I tell you you need more emotion because I don't usually pick up on that very much. But, yeah, I thought you needed more emotion. The only place where I thought it was good, emotion-wise, was your very, very last note.
Yes, I wrote that, too.
Yeah, I really liked that because I could hear the raw emotion, especially when you kind of had the graveliness in the very end of the note. I thought that was really appropriate.
Yeah.
But that was really the only part in the whole song that I felt anything for it, you know? I thought your vocals were a tiny bit quiet in the very beginning couple of lines, but it got a lot better after that, so that's not really a problem. I always love your runs. They're always really clean and crisp, and I really like that about you. I thought you had a really nice transition to your head voice on the word believe. I'm not sure where it was, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I thought that was nice. And then a couple of your longer notes, for some reason, were a tiny bit under pitch. But those were all of my technical notes. I didn't think this was bad, but I do think you needed a lot more emotion in this to really wow us with this song. What did you think, Faded?
Emotion was my biggest note. I wasn't even sure what the overall theme of the song was because there wasn't a strong emotion one way or the other, so I wasn't sure if it was, like, masochist or it was, like, you're being abused. By the last, on the last note, I was like, oh, hey, there's emotion. So I decided that you're probably abused because you sounded sad. Yeah. And it sounded, okay, I don't know if this is just me, but it sounded almost like you were putting on a voice in part of the chorus. Like, it was really weird. I think it might have been the vibrato stuff that Rach was talking about. I don't know. It just sounded a little weird to me. Something about it. I'm not sure how to describe it. It just didn't sound like natural or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, emotion was my main thing. It was like, you needed a lot more emotion. That's like all my notes. Like all, I have like 6 lines of notes and they all have to do with emotion. So yeah.
Yeah. So work on that, Clary. Mm-hmm. Next is Dylan.
Someday you will die, but I'll be close behind. I'll follow you into the dark. No blinding light or tunnels to gates of light. Just our hands clasped so tight, waiting for the hint of a spark. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the no on the vacancy sign. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark.
as vicious as Roman rule. I got my knuckles bruised by a lady in black, and I held my tongue. She told me, son, fear is the heart of love, so I never went back. If heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied, illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, I'll follow you into the dark. You and me, seen everything to see, from Bangkok to Calgary, and the soles of your shoes are all worn down. The time for sleep is now. It's nothing to cry about, 'cause we'll hold each other soon in the blackest of rooms. Heaven and hell decide that they both are satisfied. Illuminate the no on their vacancy sign. There's no one beside you when your soul embarks. I'll follow you into the dark. I'll follow you into the dark.
And that was Dylan with, what's it called?
I'll Follow You Into the
I'll
Dark.
I'll Follow You Into the Dark by
Death Cab.
Yeah, Death Cab for Cutie.
Faded, what did you think?
this song always makes me cry.
Are you crying?
Yeah.
Aww.
So good job. sorry. I really, really like this song, and I really liked the emotional levels that you had on this. I felt like there were some parts where you needed to open your mouth a little more, but I thought you had good emotion. And the one part that was weird to me was when Blackest of Rooms. That's always like my favorite part, and you kind of copped out on it, I think, just because it's a hard note. So I don't blame you at all for changing it up, but you kind of spoke it rather than sang it, which, like, that's kind of the most emotional line, I think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of give him props for that. Like, he knew he probably couldn't hit it, and so he, like, took it in his own direction and made it his own, and I think he still captured the emotion by doing it a different way.
I feel like he got the emotion, but there were no notes. Like, it was just completely off key.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I don't blame you for trying to change it, and like, because that's a hard note to hit, but it was like really weird the way you decided to change it, because it was just like really talky and not like, I don't know, it didn't really fit with the rest of the song, in my opinion, because like Clary said, like Beloved said, I'm sorry, like Beloved said, is like off, and yeah, but I liked the emotion that you had in it, and yeah, and you made me cry, so yeah, it's good.
What do you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, this was my favorite thing I've heard you do in a while. This was my favorite thing of the night. I thought you sang it really, really well, and I thought your emotion was really solid. I didn't mind the part where he did the room thing, personally.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have some notes, but I think they're all good notes. Except for that one part. I'll just hit that one part first, though. Blackest of Rooms, I think it would have been better if instead of, like, if you'd sung it normally, but then instead of going up on rooms, maybe gone down, like, yeah. Blackest of Rooms. That would have been good, you know?
Yeah.
Just something different like that. Just play around with that a little bit more. Anyway, I thought you built with the music really nicely, but when it got loud, your vocals were a tiny bit quiet, but I thought it was really good. And at 1 minute 40 seconds, you sang Soul Embarks. I loved the run you did right there. It was really crisp and nice, and I liked it a lot. And my favorite part of the whole thing was when the piano got softer your voice was just so vulnerable right there. I really loved it. This was definitely my favorite thing I've ever heard you do, I think. And definitely my favorite of the night, too. Mm-hmm. Was that everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Next and last of the night is Arya. Okay, that was Arya with Keep Breathing by Ingrid Michaelson. I love that song.
I like Ingrid.
Me too. I never heard of her until Sing It when Arya chose her.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really?
I've never heard her. But I'm like obsessed now.
I've seen her in concert twice.
Really?
I met her. She's really cool.
Oh, wait, you told me that.
I want to meet her.
She's so nice.
I want to meet cool people.
Really pretty.
I know. I love her Be Okay picture where she's writing on her face or whatever. Yeah. So pretty. She has lovely eyes. Anyway, I don't have a girl crush or anything.
Or you do.
Or I don't. Okay, I'll go first. Again, I love this song, and I think you're always so awesome at her songs. You always make them really nice. I thought your vocals were a little bit quiet, though. It was kind of hard for me to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if you did the harmonies or not until later, and then I was like, yeah, that's her. And it was really, really good. I loved it. Your intonation is always spot on, and the blend was perfect. It was great. I think my favorite part in this was the transition to your head voice when you said now that one time. I loved that so much. And then the only negative note I had was a couple notes here and there, very, very randomly and far and few between, and your runs seemed a tiny bit either sharp or flat, but it was really, really not very noticeable. It was just really nitpicky, so. But we're getting down to, like, four people, so. Yeah. Those are my notes. I like this a lot. Faded, what'd you think?
I really liked this. It was really pretty. It, like, gave me chills. And when the harmonies came in, it was so, like, gorgeous. It was really, I was like, oh, I bet she did those. They were really pretty. And I thought you had good emotion. These songs are all really depressing.
I know.
I'm like, ah. Okay. But yeah, I thought you had good emotion. I agree. You were a little quiet, but I kind of liked how when the music swelled, you kind of like faded into the chorus. Cause like,
I did like that part.
Yeah. Yeah. So that part, I thought it was okay that you were quiet, but I agree earlier on, you were a little too quiet. yeah, those are all my notes. Good job.
Rochelle?
Yeah, I thought that your, emotion was really good and, you weren't actually that quiet for me. Maybe my headphones are weird.
Wasn't bad. It was just quieter than I wanted.
Yeah.
And I liked your harmonies a lot. For some reason, when you said all we can do, every time you said do, it was like very like overly pronounced. Like all we can do. I don't know.
Yeah, she had a really, really open tone that just this
noticed,
song.
I just noticed that and it was like, it just stood out to me. Like I don't know if it was necessarily bad or good. It just stood out. And that was really all I had.
All right. Well, good job, Aria. We can just go straight into results then, because I've already got it figured out.
All right.
The person who won for tonight and in the cumulative ranks was Dylan. Yay! Good job, Dylan. I really loved your song. It was awesome. And you are in first place tonight. I'll say the ranks next week because it'll count still. Okay, so Turtle is immune tonight, so she can't be out. So it's down to Aria and Clary. And unfortunately tonight, with the lowest cumulative rank, Clary is being eliminated.
Sorry, Clary.
I think you've done an outstanding job this whole season. And you should be really proud of the stuff that you've submitted. You've done some really great songs.
Yeah, it's weird to cut Clary.
I know, it really is. So, next week, we are not doing immunities any longer because I don't want anyone getting to the final round on an immunity.
Yeah.
So, the main theme is going to be folk songs. And that's a pretty wide range, but what I am looking for is a story in a song. I really want there to be verses, and then the chorus, and then verses, you know, that tell a story in each verse, like old folk music. So that's what I'm looking for. I'll try to find a list, but I'm not sure if I'm going to find anything that's really specific. So just go off of that, and if you have a question, please ask me, and don't wait till the last day. let me get my calendar up. Sorry, I'm not prepared.
Get your calendar!
I know! Okay, it's going to be due on Thursday, the 25th, we'll just keep it midnight Eastern time, because this week was a fiasco.
Yeah.
So we'll just plan to be awake and power through it. So, midnight, Thursday the 25th, folk songs. And that's it. So, you guys want to plug anything?
The Voice.
Yes, The Voice is awesome.
We're having fun. My team is new. Mm-hmm. We are excited.
I know. Everyone go listen to my team, Cell Block Tango.
Yeah, it was so good. It's so good.
I'm so proud of them.
Yeah. Everyone vote, because...
Yeah, you have till Sunday.
Because it was hard putting our people on the bottom.
Me too. I didn't want to put anyone. I thought my team did really good.
I know.
Anyway. Yeah. Faye, did you have anything you want to plug or anything?
Life. I don't know.
Faded wants to plug life. Everyone, yay, keep living. Woo.
Yes, do that.
All right. So everyone send in your stuff by Thursday, and we will see you then. Good night.
Bye.